Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And we're doing it with somebody who's been with us now for 20 years, for now in his third decade with us too, Rob Jollis. Jollis Associates is his company. Jollis Associates, Inc. is his company. Jollis.com with two L's is the website. The books are there. The blarticle's there. Rob, thanks again for 20 great years. We're talking about how to hook and hold customers, prospects, people, our audience, whoever's in our audience, whether it's a speech or a proposal presentation or a first call, virtually or face-to-face, either one. Rob, thanks again for helping us with this. And what do you think about being unpredictable? One of the things that I do when I give a speech is I'm liable to do anything. You know what I mean? I'm liable to stop in the mid and have a conversation with somebody in the front row, and people in the back row, you know, after that they're going to say, "What's he going to do next?" And they don't fall asleep. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Actually, one time in New Orleans in particular, because that whole group was, I had about 300 people, and I'm telling you, 299 of them had hangovers.
Yeah.
And I was the 8 a.m. speaker, and I flipped the room. I actually set up, but they didn't know it. I set up a small stand in the back of the room and ran right down that aisle and took it from the back and worked backwards. So that back row was the front row.
Yeah.
That was a bit unpredictable. I think that's the key. Remember, we're talking about sustaining interest.
And think of variations on that theme on a sales call. Think of variations on that theme. It doesn't have to be wacky like Rob and I just said. My favorite thing is when somebody in the audience thinks they want to get cute because I engage the audience. Somebody gets cute and they try to be funny, and I say, "Hey, dude, you see the microphone? That means I do the jokes here." And so, you know, and of course everybody loves that. But whatever variation on that theme right on the sales call, so that they think you got some personality, you want to do business, but you also want to have a little fun. What do you think?
Yeah, humor is one of those top 40, but just so everybody knows, if humor doesn't come to you, that's fine. There's plenty more. Jim, I think things as simple as sharing a document through that portal, through that, I'm going to use Zoom because that's just
right.
a common venue. But of course you could email it to them, but we're talking about booking and holding
right.
them. So hold the document, share it midway. I was working with my daughter the other day. She's going to be giving up a presentation to her company on exercise and how the body, you know, functions in exercise. And the first thing I did last night was say, hey, do you have a spinal cord, visual that you can use? I got online so she can physically show it to the
right.
screen. Sure, we could put it on a PowerPoint, but as many different touch points. Yeah, humor, objects, passing documents, visual aids, nonverbal cues. The list goes on and on. Folks, don't fall in love with any one of them. Fall in love with all of them.
And gestures. Gestures, right? I mean, and don't just hold up the document. Poke it with your finger. Make a noise, right? And gestures.
Yes, movement. I mean, if you don't have a sit-stand desk, get one. And, I mean, you can just get something that sits on top, but stand up, move around a little bit, stay in frame, but move around. Again, there's dozens of ways to sustain interest. But like I said, if you don't like moving, don't. We got 39 others. If you don't like humor, don't be funny. There's 39 others.
We also have to say though, Rob, at some point in time, you got to deliver the goods. If you don't have If you don't have a compelling value proposition, all the jokes in the world aren't going to help you. We need to make sure everybody understands that was stipulated. You got to deliver the goods. Last thoughts.
Absolutely. Jam, please. 20 years with me. You know we're going to deliver the goods. But like I told you, when I'm working with a school system, I'm not teaching the chemistry teacher chemistry. I'm teaching them how to get somebody interested in chemistry and how to hold their attention while they're delivering chemistry.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
So when we're selling, you've got to bring the goods. But, folks, you're going to lose them if you think that that knowledge, your vast array of knowledge is going to hold that audience.
Yep.
It's a tree falling in the forest. If you can't hold them, that tree's going down, and it doesn't make a sound.
Rob, thank you for being here. Good job today. Jollis.com, folks, check it out. Check out the blog article. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. Good job, Rob. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.